Hey, it's Vera from VeraJM.com, and I'm so happy that you're here. Thank you for being here today. I want to talk to you about making room in your life for launch. Developing a new service or product is a lot like planning a wedding. It's an event in and of itself and takes a good deal of time outside of the ordinary things already going on in your life. Adding something that takes more than a little time has the potential to disrupt your life if you don't make room. Depending on the type of launch that you've planned or the intensity of the planning and delivering of your new product, you may need to make important changes to make room for the effort and mind space that your launch will take. Consider these do's and don'ts to make sure you have all the room you need for a successful launch. Do. Consider the timing of your launch. Make sure your launch isn't competing with any other vital goings-on in your family. Is there a life event that conflicts with the timing of your launch? Will your launch be competing against important occasions like a wedding, graduation, birth of a child? Timing is everything when committing time and resources for a launch. Do. Streamline your schedule during your launch. Life is filled with commitments, and adding a ramp up for your launch can really stretch you thin. When you make plans for a launch, include cutting back on other commitments for a while so you can focus your attention on the launch without being overwhelmed. Do. Involve your families and colleagues. Communication can prevent a lot of stress. Letting everyone know that you're planning a launch and need support helps reduce being pulled in too many directions. Keeping those closest to you informed of your progress and what details may keep you occupied can keep everyone on the same page and in continuous support of your launch. Don't underestimate the time commitment. Launches have hiccups. Things come up that aren't anticipated and can cause delay or stress. Build in room for unexpected expenses in your launch budget, as well as time reserves for setbacks you can't control. At the least, you'll end up under budget and early if there aren't any major setbacks. Don't fail to ask for help. Pride has a lot to do with failure. Being unable or unwilling to ask for help causes a lot of people to suffer in silence or take things out unknowingly on their family. Be sure to have a confidant or an accountability partner that you can lean on and ask for help when times feel tough. Don't forget to have fun. You created this product or service to help others, and in the beginning, things may have felt magical. As the realities and the work actually sets in, it may have shifted from fun to frazzled. Keep the main thing the main thing. Remember to have fun and do what you can to keep your spirits high as you prepare to launch. Adding the launch of a product or service into your work life is going to impact your home life. Being aware that these things can get out of whack for a while is part of the battle. Once you accept that planning a launch is going to take extra time and energy, you can adjust your life for a moment and make room for your launch. The more prepared you are, the easier things are going to be. That's it for this blog post. I hope you enjoyed it. Please be sure to check out my homepage and sign up to my launch tips newsletter. You will get lots of great launch ideas on planning your product launch, whether you're launching a product, service, event, coaching, or more. And I will help you with my free tips, creative launch ideas, and subscriber-only freebies and discounts. So I hope you have a wonderful day, and I'll see you again soon.